After Jephthah, three judges ruled in turn, named Isban, Elon, and Abdon. None of these were men of war, and in their days the land was quiet. But the people of Israel again began to worship idols, and as a punishment, God allowed them once more to pass under the power of their enemies. The seventh oppression, which now fell upon Israel, was by far the heaviest, the longest, and the most widely spread of any, for it was over all the tribes. It came from the Philistines, a strong and warlike people who lived on the west of Israel upon the plain beside the great sea. They worshipped an idol called Dagon, which was made in the form of a fish's head on a man's body. These people, the Philistines, sent their armies up from the plain beside the sea to the mountains of Israel and overran all the land. They took away from the Israelites all their swords and spears so that they could not fight, and they robbed their land of all the crops so that the people suffered for want of food. And as before, the Israelites in their trouble cried to the Lord, and the Lord heard their prayer. In the tribe land of Dan, which was next to the country of the Philistines, there was living a man named Manoah. One day an angel came to his wife and said, "You shall have a son, and when he grows up, he will begin to save Israel from the hand of the Philistines. But your son must never drink any wine or strong drink as long as he lives. And his hair must be allowed to grow long and must never be cut, for he shall be a Nazarite under a vow of the Lord." When a child was given especially to God, or when a man gave himself to some work for God, he was forbidden to drink wine, and as a sign, his hair was left to grow long while the vow or promise to God was upon him. Such a person as this was called a Nazarite, a word which means one who has a vow. And Manoah's child was to be a Nazarite and under a vow as long as he lived. The child was born and was named Samson. He grew up to become a very strong man, the strongest man of whom the Bible tells. Samson was no general like Gideon or Jephthah to call out his people and lead them in war. He did much to set his people free, but all that he did was by his own strength without any help from other men. When Samson became a young man, he went down to Timnath in the land of the Philistines. There he saw a young Philistine woman whom he loved and wished to have as his wife. His father and mother were not pleased that he should marry among the enemies of his own people. They did not